How many times we gonna start this motherfucker over tonight?
Probably seven.
Goddamn. But this number eight right here is gonna be the best one.
All praise be to my children. I love you. Oh God, man. What?
Is this your shortest fight ever? In any time, amateur, professional, ever?
Assalamu alaikum, Maida. I don't know, man. Yeah, Lennox Lewis. Lennox, I'm coming for you.
Mike, is it frustrating to train like you did and then have seven or eight seconds?
For this fight. I only trained probably 2 weeks or 3 weeks for this fight. I had to bury my best friend, and I dedicated this fight. I wasn't going to fight. I dedicated this fight to him. I was going to rip his heart out. I'm the best ever. I'm the most brutal and vicious and most ruthless champion there's ever been. There's no one can stop me. Lynx is a conqueror. No, I'm Alexander. He's no Alexander. I'm the best ever. There's never been anybody as ruthless. I'm Sonny Liston. I'm Jack Dempsey. There's no one like me. I'm from Nairclough. There's no one that can match me. My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable. And I'm just ferocious. I want your heart. I want to eat his children. Praise be to Allah.
Yo, Shorty, a.k.a. Good Kid, Red City. I just called to say congratulations on Frocast. Once again, y'all stealing shit, though. God bless. Congratulations. Nappy Afro, Fro Nation.
NappyAfro.com, bitch.
Yes, I want to thank the ones of you that are in my inbox and that are saying that you're going to pray for me. I appreciate it. I need prayer. I need all of that. I need some other stuff, but I ain't going to ask you about that. But I want you to know this, if your prayers include me to stop drinking, stop smoking, and stop having fun, and stop watching these little bitches pop their ass, if your prayers include any of those things, they're not going to work because I'm rejecting them all, and I will be continuing in my same wicked-ass motherfucking ways. I guess that's the way you want to put it. So, another thing, too, and if you're an old-ass woman, and you are the one to determine what old is, I ain't even put an age on it. It depends. It's your mindset. If you got an old-ass mindset and you broke down and fucked all up in the mind, and you just want to sit around and put witch hazel on and alcohol on your ass and your knee, then I ain't got nothing for you. Only thing I can do for an old woman like you is carry your motherfucking ass to the store.
This your boy Thekka Jones, and you're tuning in to the Frocast on NappyAfro.com.
You could hit the ball.
But I was 4th, 5th hitter. You know what that means.
Clean up. Yeah.
Straight clean up on aisle 3. Come get it.
Sounds like you're just an athlete.
Tennis, swimming, lacrosse, whatever you need me to play, I'm going to go do it. If it's some money on the line, I'm going to go do it.
Can you golf?
Whatever you need me to do.
Hockey.
Whatever, on the rink, whatever you need me to do, it don't matter.
Got it.
Trash can ball, we can do whatever you want.
Trash can
cook
ball.
Food.
You can go pro.
Cook food, that's something to do. I bet I'll be A1 from day one.
Hey, what up? It's Killer Mike checking in to NappyAfro.com. Make sure you keep it 100. Bang, bang, bang. One of the jewels on food. And I'm gone. Yeah.
NappyAfro.com. You're now tuned into the dopest podcast on the Nappy Afro Network. This is the Frocast. I'm your host, King Germ, a.k.a. the People's Champion, a.k.a. the most electrifying motherfucking podcast in the day, a.k.a. the next door neighbor of Danny Tanner, a.k.a. LeBron Flames, a.k.a. the King of the Lames, a.k.a. the illegitimate son of Carl Weathers, a.k.a. Germ Cena, a.k.a. Pod Strickland, a.k.a. Fat Sajak, a.k.a. the Brooks Bandit, a.k.a. Bill Goldberg in the bedroom, a.k.a. Smoking Germ Frazier, a.k.a. the best there is, the best there was, the best there ever will be, a.k.a. the Podfather, a.k.a. Bread DiBiase, a.k.a. Roddy Potty Piper, a.k.a. you can't fit this hustle inside of a rapper. And my last a.k.a. Ravishing Rick Rude. Now cut the music. What I'd like to have right now, for all you vacationing, taking a break from podding, only pod once or twice a month, podcasters keep the noise down while I take the robe off and show y'all what a real podcast sounds like. Now hit the music. I'm now joined by my lovely co-host, the elegant, the daunting, the problematic yet well-spoken, the always be shopping, Queen Germ. Queen Germ, say what's up to the people.
What's up, people? It's your girl, Queen Germ, a.k.a. Miss Savannah, a.k.a. I'm educated yet ignorant, a.k.a. the queen of QVC, a.k.a. Bipolar Mom, a.k.a. I Hear No One, a.k.a. My Cups Runneth Over, a.k.a. A Lot of Crass with a Dab of Class, a.k.a. My Afro Is My Halo, and my favorite a.k.a. of them all, Your Grade Is Your Motherfucking Grade, and I'm in the building.
Queen Germs in the building, everybody. Like always, don't forget to rate, subscribe, download the podcast on any, the Frocast on any podcast reader out there. We own them all. We appreciate that. And while you're at it, we also have a voicemail you can call in at 347-201-2572. Leave a voicemail. We'll play it on the show. We also have a Patreon where you can join for as little as a dollar and get behind the scenes exclusive content and get shouted out on the show like our latest Patreon. Nobody disappointed. Stimmies came in. We ain't get a lot of Patreons.
Niggas is niggas.
Yeah, you know, I understand, man. You know, content ain't stopping just because they ain't sign up. But, you know, you can prevent this from happening and become a Patreon. And for all those that are Patreon, we thank y'all for y'all support. You know what I'm saying? Don't forget, don't think we're not thankful for that. So we appreciate all y'all. And if option A, B, or C doesn't tickle your fancy, option D is always out there. What's option D? Option D is to add it to your story, retweet it, reblog it. We add it to the story, tag at Frocast in it so we can see it, and give you props like everybody do it every week, like Short T, like Ruler Myself, like Sleazy Black Farmer, like 12 Cal, like Eclectic, like goddamn Big Smash, Corey Dos Equis. Everybody out there showing us love, and we appreciate that, man. So,
yeah, man, appreciate y'all. All
the
pandering's
out the way. I know everybody be like, man, just get past this. I bet they fast forward through this shit. They be like, I'm going to hit this nigga pander. Fuck all that shit. I ain't signing up for that shit. Nobody give a fuck, nigga. I ain't sharing this shit. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, that's all out the way. Queen Germ, how was your week?
Week was pretty good.
Okay.
I guess I got to say, you know, I got one more week of this in-person class bullshit. So, I'm excited about that. Counting them down. It was only supposed to be for 4 weeks. This is week 3, so one more week and I'll be out the doghouse. Took my COVID test today, negative. So, all I got to do is make it through this process. Take me another one once this whole thing is over with. And then I can just chill, online teach, and try to get me a little vacation sometime this summer, hopefully. Hopefully.
Mm. Okay.
How about you? How was your week, baby?
My week was all right, man. I was off all last week. It was spring break, so.
For you and the kids.
Yeah, for me and the kids. So we was off last week. Like I said, got my garage clean. I went on a little day trip. You know, me and I rolled down to the beach. You know what I'm saying? And had a little fun that day.
Yeah, he tried to ruin it, y'all.
I tried to ruin it? How did I try to ruin it?
He tried everything he could to get on my nerves. To
like
be,
what?
Just to be sickening.
What did I do?
I can't ask no questions. Oh, I'm doing this. I'm doing that. You're like, I can't talk. Like, nigga.
No, you can't talk.
How you take me somewhere and you don't want me to say nothing? I'm never the one. Now, if you going to surprise me, just surprise me.
You can't surprise you if you're going to ask questions the whole way.
Hey.
You can't surprise somebody if they're going to question,
you,
question,
you
gotta
question, question, question. You got to get your lie game up. Come on and be creative. Tell me something. Yeah, baby, I'm going to try to get you sized up for a new ring. Hell, say something. I'm taking you over here to the jeweler. I'm taking you to do this. I want to go and take you to this store. I want you to try this out. And then, hey, you pull up to the beach. And I love the beach. And, I mean, being somebody who's from a place that has nice water, I mean, you might not say it's nice water, but it's the water I grew up around.
I mean, I'm not
and therefore,
anything.
I mean, the looks that you're giving me right now. But nonetheless, like I said,
I'm not a
every
beach
time,
aficionado.
Okay, but every time I'm around water of a fresh source, I love it. So
salt water.
I said of a fresh source, meaning a natural source, not
okay.
Saying that it's fresh water.
I got
water.
You. I see what
but
you're saying.
Again, I say, this is why he works my nerves, because he always trying to correct
somebody.
I didn't
do anything.
But nonetheless, I had a good time. I ate my food. It was enjoyable. I enjoy hanging out with my boo. I was in a nice place. I mean, breathing that air right there at the coast.
It did something to you?
Yeah. It helped me to endure whatever length of time that I'm going to be away from water until I'm back again.
All right. Well, I'm glad you had a good time.
I
had a good time. You know, it is what it is. If I go to the beach, I'm never getting in the ocean or nothing like that. It's just, I'm not doing it. You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, it's cool to see and everything like that. But, you know. Yeah, you know, like I said, I had fun that day. I don't know what she's talking about. I was trying to ruin it. No, it wasn't me.
Well, just so you know, I think it's official that my mama is hopping in the car with Jessica. So, just so you know, just to get your mind right.
This is gonna be the weekend, y'all.
Where? The weekend at what? Cause you ain't gonna do nothing to my mama.
Actually, I do nothing to her. I'm just going to be like, oh, this is what I do. Like, yes, this is me. And I'm still the same person.
I mean, I'm just letting you know. Okay. So that you ain't got to be, oh, why you ain't telling your mama was coming? Blah, 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 blah. Okay, she here. Whatever.
Okay.
I'm just letting you know. So, it's out there.
I got you.
Let's get into this outline, nigga. Before you make me mad.
Yeah, let's get into this outline. Because Queen Jerm just surprised me.
I mean, you act like...
you know, it ain't a big deal. Like, I love my mama, though. There's no problem. You know, that's what I said. Yeah,
but you know, when people have to declare their love, it's always...
No, I'm saying, no. I want you to know, and I want the world to know that it ain't no beef at all. It's just that, you know, she gets to see me in my natural element now. You know what I'm saying? That's all
smoking
I'm saying.
Smoking weed.
I didn't say that. I did not say that. I am always respectful. The last time she did catch me, though... when her and I don't know what was going on. Like at somebody party or something that time. Maybe like the last time she came. You know, I know her and your daddy's with you now. Me and Rocky was in it. It might be me and Chris. It might be one of them too. But I know one of us was in. We had the door up in there. And I was like, oh my God, I did not know her mom was coming. But I said, oh well, it is what it is.
Yeah.
But let's go ahead and get to this outline.
Let's do this.
Public perception versus real life. And what I mean by that is a lot of celebrities have this public perception of them there. So, you know, like Denzel's a great guy, whatever like that. And Will Smith, you know, all these people have these perceptions about them. But then real life kicks in. Now, when I mentioned these two guy names, these have nothing to do with them. It has mostly to do with like Deshaun Watson. You know, recently, you know who Deshaun Watson is?
He's a football player, right?
Football player. He's a quarterback for the Houston
Texans.
Somebody
trying to case him up.
Trying to case the man up.
He didn't do it.
I mean, listen, Deshaun Watson has never had anything, any kind of character judgments at all. All right? So now all of a sudden, this lawyer, I don't want to even give him any credit. I'm not going to look his name up. He said he has at least 24 women that have came out and said that Deshaun Watson has either molested them, sexually harassed them, forcibly made... And it's like, and it's crazy. So, my thing is this.
So, is this a criminal lawyer, right?
He just wants money. It's a civil, it's not even, they don't even want to file. They said things happen in March, January, and December.
Of 2020 and 2021.
Yes. But why didn't you call the police? Now, see, a lot of y'all going to say, oh, hey, y'all victim blaming. Not victim blaming, we're just looking at the facts of the case. You know what I'm saying? If somebody raped me in the last month, hell, this month, they said, so he basically did something in March. Hell, March ain't nothing but what? We 23 days in.
So to me, your ass ought to still have a pair of clothes that have some DNA on it.
Why is it not a criminal case about this? Why is it all
because y'all want to get paid?
They want to get paid, but, and then all of a sudden, you know, my whole thing is this. Deshaun Watson asked for a trade from the Texans. Now, I'm not saying this request for a trade had anything to do with it, but I am saying that it's awful coincidence that the man went out and all of a sudden
this man is
one of the most prolific serial rapists in American history. Like, ain't no police cases. 24 women. Now, nobody called the police. Not one.
And then my thing is, I mean, and I'm a woman, of course. Y'all know that by now.
Yeah, I hope so. I married you.
I mean,
you better be a woman.
Whatever. I mean, you got kids that came out of this here.
Yeah, I did see you, so yeah.
That's whatever. But my issue is, this is the type of stuff that takes away from real cases. Because even if there's one in there, it's got to be, and I would say 99% of them, that's a lie. So if that's the case, why are y'all here? So if you all are showing yourselves as being somebody out to catch a quick check so that somebody can say, oh, be quiet, because if the person doing it enough times or doing it one time, then you feel as if, okay, then the man going to give us some hush money. We might not even been one of the people. He, you know what I'm saying?
They said they already came to him with a offer one time. He declined it. Like, nah, I'm going to clear my name. And I'm just like, which is very admirable because, like I said, I personally don't think he did it. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I hope he didn't.
I hope he didn't either. And that what makes me think about, like, certain people you look at a certain way, then, you know, like Bill Cosby. he was looked at as America's dad, then all of a sudden we find out he's a fucking serial rapist.
He not.
He is.
He wasn't. Queen yeah, Jean, I mean. Listen,
he admitted to it in the story.
It's not, he did what the people forced him to
no,
do.
No, he admitted that I bought these drugs to drug women. To have, he said that.
Them people were lowlifes. No, they he deserve, was a lowlife. They deserve what they got.
Listen, Queen Jean, we're going to move on. Okay, we're not going
to
go about
being. If you, I'm just saying, if you go to these places and these people, you already know it's a whole lot of dope.
That, it doesn't matter.
Listen, floating around here.
It's a whole lot of dope floating around the earth.
I'm talking about you go to an event and you know it's going to be hella people high.
This nigga,
everybody trying to
this
fuck.
This nigga spiking if the punch at the not, little kid birthday party, man.
Not at the little kid.
He dropping pills in the goddamn juice.
Not for the churn.
At church and shit, at the wedding and shit. He getting everybody fucked up. Bill was a wild boy.
He
was. He dropping him in the swimming pool. He just throwing him people in the swimming pool getting fucked up. Listen, Bill a wild boy, man. Nah, he was a wild guy. This nigga just walking around dropping pills like Johnny Appleseed. Every fucking where. Just
y'all ain't gonna say that. You talking about at the Playboy Mansion. At the Playboy Mansion, everybody getting
man,
fucked.
Stop.
So y'all
Bill,
stop.
Bill was the reason why everybody started getting fucked at the Playboy Mansion.
Like I said, the
he
name
was drugging them girls
the
up.
Name says it all. That's what I'm just trying to say.
So, but yeah. Which means is like I keep bringing back to the point, like how we perch these people up on the pedestal. Like if something came out about LeBron James, I would not believe it. I wouldn't. You know why? Because I just look at LeBron like, nah, LeBron's a guy high moral integrity, high moral character. He's not gonna do these things.
But they people just like everybody else.
And at the end of the day, yes, they are. And so when they do these things, you be like, damn. So like with Deshaun, I just really don't believe he could did it, but. It's that smidgen of that, yeah, he might could have. But I really don't think he did.
But, I mean, if he did it, I just feel like if the allegations are not... I mean, because them allegations are not of rape, though.
Some of them are. I say forced head on, made him suck his dick and...
I mean, who can't... His penis you can't him. Make me suck your dick.
I mean...
Like, you can't.
If you
can
get a massage with a towel on and you actually didn't see my penis, like, come on. Like,
that's not me exposing myself.
Yeah,
to
like you're a masseuse. You see naked people all day.
All the time.
That's not, like, I can
so
see
why
I
am
grabbed,
I dick different than
I can
somebody
see
else?
I grabbed it and, you know, wriggled it at you or whatever, or told you to look down at it and made it jump or something. You know what I'm saying? That's different.
But, and I don't feel like, I mean, I just feel like if you are massaging men, it's just the nature of the job. I'm just going to be real with you. If you telling me the man had to take his clothes off for you to get a massage, you already done changed the game.
What you mean? He was massaging my inner thighs and stuff.
He needs to have on some briefs or something.
You can't give me a massage if I ain't with no drawers on. You a professional. You better do your fucking job.
Like I said, if you feel as if this is the case, then that man needs to have on some drawers of some kind.
Oh, man.
Therefore, if that ain't the rules you playing, dicks falling out because they already out there. You can't call that sexual harassment or somebody trying to put their dick on you. That means if I'm in here naked, you giving me a massage, whatever part of my body I tell you to touch, you touching. So if this is what we doing, don't come back. Like I keep saying, sex is not something you can have buyer's remorse about. Y'all got to stop doing that. Y'all got to stop doing
that. Buyer's remorse.
You can't not think you're going to ruin somebody else's reputation because you wake up the next day and decide, oh, I really didn't want to do that. Oh, I really wasn't feeling him like that. And I'm mad that I did it. So now you want something for what you did. But in that moment, you committed. Not that they committed a crime, but you committed to the act. And now y'all want to wake up the next morning and you want to say a different story happened. And that's not fair because you're ruining people's lives. You're ruining people's reputation. And people have to pick up the pieces after you all have woken up and had a conscience. Now all of a sudden you want to say, oh, somebody violated you when you was down with whatever. When the man gave you the $500 tip. Because you reached into his inner thigh, and then after you got with Becky and them at the bar, you realized that last week he gave her $1,000 tip, and she did less than what you did. That's what these hoes problem is. You down with the bullshit, but you want to make sure you coming up. And that's the part that I don't like, because I promise you, that's the level of foolery that's going on in this situation.
Have you ever heard of this guy named Derrick Jackson?
I heard of him today.
You heard of him today. All right, so Derrick Jackson is like a... Instagram, Facebook, like relationship guru type dude. He always shoot videos in his car. Always talking bad about how men be doing women. You know, women love him and shit. Be like, yeah, you need to listen to Derrick Jackson. You need to listen. Derrick Jackson, he be preaching. He be telling y'all men, da 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 da. You know what I'm saying? He was very critical about that dude, that pastor that was cheating on his wife and everything. So, the internet caught wind of Derrick Jackson cheating on his wife last year. It happened last year. But it all came out, you know, in the last couple days or whatever like this. And so now the nigga was up there. Him and his wife shot a video today.
And she looked homely as fuck. Hey, that motherfucker. I would cheat on her too. She deserved to get cheated on.
Somebody said, why she still got her bonnet on? They said, it's not a bonnet. It's a hat. Like, what? What? Like, you should have told me it was a bonnet. That's a hat. Why would you buy a hat that looked like a bonnet?
Like, I mean, it's one of them knitted things. You know, that they usually be like the, like people had a locks or something in it.
Well, she should have flattened it out or something, made it look like it. But
that, like I said, the bitch looked homely. So, therefore, he deserved to cheat on her.
And then he was sitting there squeezing her hand
like
out.
Like, he wanted to hold her over like her for dear life. Away.
So, let me ask you a question. So, in his situation, he admitted to cheating or whatever like that. But he said that they were separated at the time. But they were separated because you cheated. Nigga, what the fuck? Like, I was like, nigga, shut your stupid ass up. But he still got a book on the way.
He wants y'all to buy it.
He still got a book, a relationship book. Like, nigga.
You can't tell me shit.
Yes. Nobody would hear your ass no more, nigga. Like, you sat there and did all that. You got to be like King Jern and live that righteous life. You know what I'm saying?
Or not.
You cannot be a hypocrite, my guy, and be living another life. You know what I'm saying? And
that's the ones who can tell you the best stories. They can tell you the best story because they already know.
Yeah, he telling the story, all right?
Yeah.
He telling the story.
What you should do and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, all that.
They know that people ain't living that life. That's the reason why I tell people, it's no need to be out here trying to put on a show for other people.
Oh.
Just live your life and do what you do. I mean, because you ain't going to be, nobody's perfect.
Yeah.
So it's not that you got to cheat to be perfect. I mean, not perfect. I'm just saying, if you doing everything right, if you not cheating, you taking out the dog, you picking up the kids, you helping cook dinner, you cutting the grass, you saying prayers, you doing this, that, and the third, you not doing something.
Mm.
So I'd rather it be, I got to beg you to come in out the garage because you on the phone than for me to know that you doing some shit you ain't got no business doing for real. So it's just like, you got to give and take. The shit, you ain't, it is not going to be what you want every single time.
Hey, them women prowls all in the man DM, just, hey, boo.
But that's the thing. You can't help but be more attractive when you telling the people. You shooting the game to the people all day long. Then the nigga kind of built, you know what I'm saying? He got a little muscular, athletic build to him. Okay. So he giving the people a little. He look all right.
Okay.
I mean, ain't nobody I'm going to try to holler at, but I'm just saying, like, he gives you the enough of appeal that I can see how he would allure,
Then he male bashing, so that's...
So that just make you think that he's a good guy.
Yeah.
And, I mean, but then that's the thing. That's the same thing, like, with women, certain women,
yeah,
and preachers.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all know the nigga married, but because he talking about the law, he the part of, you know what I'm saying, he giving you the peace that your man might not be giving because he ain't in church.
Mm.
But at the same time, this nigga already with somebody. Why you want to mess with the man? He supposed to be a man of God and all this other stuff. And you still going to be trying to holler at this person when you know he should not be available.
Mm.
The same way with this dude. He married. He over here telling y'all how to live y'all life. And women probably sending him pictures and all this other shit. And he can't, you know what I'm saying? And I say all the time, people are as faithful as their options.
Mm.
When you got to ask for options... Some people can withstand them first couple, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You get the first five. You might get through the second five. But when you get to 5,000, something out there going to be everything you wanted as far as on paper.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got to, you know, taste and see
if it's
good.
It's not
but
that
when
hard.
Niggas,
it's not
when,
that hard.
It is.
Listen.
It is.
I mean, I'm a celebrity. I understand.
And
life,
not.
And, you know, and it's just, it's. It's easy.
I mean, you disrespect your wife for an old rusty white woman. So, hell.
What?
Nigga, you let that bitch call
please,
you.
Please do not bring that up again.
I will keep. The fans have asked you not to bring that story up again. And I'm going to keep bringing it up because you did not address it. You did not address it.
There's nothing to address.
It is something to address. If your wife feel uncomfortable with a woman calling you handsome at the job, you should have addressed it. And you didn't address it. You sit there and act like you didn't hear what the woman said.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So, move on then.
Nah. So, okay. Then, yeah, I'm moving on because, yeah.
It happened.
Yeah, whatever. So Mr. Jackson and his wife, this is the part that really got me. He was like, no relationship can be complete unless you got God in it. He said, now we have God in our relationship. And you have to have that in your relationship for it to work. And when he said that, I was just like, my nigga. Bro, why are you gonna bring it? Like, why are you gonna bring that in it? Like, my dude. Like, this guy is a piece of shit. Okay? I'm gonna go ahead on record and say that. You know what I'm saying? Because not only did you drag this woman into this bullshit, like, why ain't you just shoot the video like you always shoot your videos? By your motherfucking self, sitting in your goddamn car. But no, you in the living room, got her sitting there looking crazy, now internet clowning her. Like, why would you do that?
My thing is, why would you not have her in there dolled up?
I mean,
first of all,
because like, she probably didn't want to shoot that shit in the first place.
She didn't have to, but my thing is, if you're going to be in here,
we
got to
shoot this for the brand. Come on, baby. We got to do this. Come on. We got to do it. Baby, please. And she was just like, no, I don't want to. Come on. And then she came down there, and now people kind of hustle. Now it's like, you took some of the heat off of you and threw it on her. You are a piece of shit.
He probably did that on purpose because he wanted them people to know how basic that broad was. Man, and y'all can keep sending me them pictures.
When she leave after that, because everybody, I mean, come on, man, got her looking crazy than a motherfucker.
She don't care.
They memeing the fuck out her ass, bro. This shit is ridiculous, man. I was just like, yo, man, Mr. Jackson, you are a piece of shit, bro.
Officially. I don't think I'm going to call him all that, but.
Piece of shit, bro. He threw her under the bus, bro.
He threw her under the bus?
Yes. How you going to do that to your old lady, bro? Like, you already cheated on embarrassing her. And then now you're going to bring on TV looking like that, embarrassing her again. Making her come do that video, holding your hand, you squeak. Like, everything about that played. I didn't get her to talk about it like, oh, I already knew this has happened. This happened over a year ago, so when it came out, we had already, you know. Like, got her looking like Fulio.
Like I said, if nothing else, she should have looked decent. She looked a mess. You not finna tell me to come down and we finna be on anybody's video talking about anything. You couldn't even have me in there cooking on a TV show. Or a podcast or what, I mean, like, whatever, on somebody Instagram video, I would not have been down for it. If I look a mess,
yeah,
I wasn't going to be doing it. Sorry. And you got this lady up here looking strange as all get out, like she didn't want to be there, and she looks a mess. Terrible. You just letting the people know this is what I'm with and continue to send them pictures and we will continue to talk. He ain't changed. I could tell you that was just a ploy for him to say,
I got this book coming.
Exactly. And I want y'all to buy it. And me and my girlfriends going to be spending y'all money. Yes, that's what's going to happen. Because he not going to be with that lady long. Or unless she just going to deal with him cheating on her.
Yeah. Well, she about to get her some. She about to go cheat. She about to.
She not going to go cheat. That lady don't look like nothing.
Yeah. She going
to. She not going nowhere.
Hey, look. If she still got an Instagram, some niggas going to be, hey, the niggas going to go in there. She gonna, hey, she they gonna fall for it.
They don't want it.
Hey, it's a nigga out there for every.
Sound like you want it.
Not me. I'm happy. I wouldn't want to cheat on my woman. You know, no, I'm good.
Interesting.
Temptation's not. I don't deal with that. Mm-mm. But yeah, so Mr. Jackson, end of the day, you're a piece of shit. And but yeah, like I was just saying, just be careful who you prop up because. In reality, they may not be that person that you think they
but
are.
But nobody is. That's the thing that y'all don't understand. Nobody is.
So just be careful.
Nobody is. Yeah. The same way like that woman that y'all think is so fine at the office. She smell good. She look good. She got a nice car. The bitch house nasty. It's nasty. So therefore, you got an image of people all the time.
Yeah.
You think because they well put together when they come out the house that their house is nice or they whatever is nice. A lot of these people go back home and their shit is in a disarray. So it's a whole lot of examples all over the place that's like that. People can have a whole lot of, you know what I'm saying, personality traits that you would like, but they're gonna have a lot of flaws too, cause we human at the end of the day. So, there's no need to get wrapped up in, okay, this person is trash because of the fact that, hey, like we've said so many times before, what somebody decided to do in their house is their business. So, if he decided that him and his wife and had this crazy-ass relationship where he could cheat on her and come back home and they could still be together, whatever that is that they got going on, hey, so be it. But I feel like it's some bullshit and he shouldn't have had that lady out there like that. But at the same damn time, he gonna continue fucking his fans. You can believe that wholeheartedly, because you did not do anything to make your wife look like somebody that was a contender. Like, she's not a contender in this thing. So she looking like this, the way you looking, that don't even look like y'all match. And then you telling me that you talking to other women, you was going out to eat, people calling you, checking on you, you calling them, checking on them. It was inappropriate.
I've told her everything I've done with every woman over the last 12 years. Anyone I spoke to.
And you know you lying.
Stop. But that's what I said. Let me move on. Mr. Jackson, piece of shit. Another big topic of the week, man. This NCAA tournament kicked off. And, you know, while a lot of us enjoying the games, you know, another story broke out. Some of the women on the women's side of the NCAA tournament, they showed their swag bags versus what the men had gotten. Then they showed their meals versus what the men had gotten. Then they showed their weight room versus what the men's weight room looked like. And people were upset. Started hearing words like Title IX thrown around and, you know, this ain't right. And, you know, this is, you know, equality and this is, you know, it should be the same. And I'm sitting here looking like, I mean, okay, the weight room thing, I agree. I've seen better home gyms that's better than what they gave them girls.
They gave them might have thought they didn't need all that. They gave them all that some
dumbbells, and that was it. Like, that was it. The men had a fucking weight room.
Did they really need that, though?
I mean, you know, I guess if you want to hit the weights.
I mean, I just feel like, I don't know, certain characteristics food, women ain't supposed to have.
I mean, everybody
food should
be. They was in two different locales, man. So it's
it
like
don't matter. That, I mean, like, you should have had a quality which would have been, you know what I'm saying, comparable or whatever in the sense of their menu shouldn't have been so different from the women's. Mm-hmm. Like, to me, it did look ridiculous. Even with the swag bags or whatever you want to call them, it was just like y'all gave them what was left from the men's. That's what the hell they had, and that's not okay. It's International Women's Appreciation Women History Month, and this is what the hell y'all do to the girls?
I'm just saying, but let's look at the other side of the coin.
It ain't nothing.
It is.
The other side is what?
Who brings in more money?
See, and that's the bullshit. And you know why? Because they publicize it. You when you push something out there and you make men's sports bigger and better every time, why would you think the crowd is going to be the same for the women? That's what you do in every arena that women are in. You make it seem as, oh, this is the discount version. The girls playing at, just think about it, when they have the high school sports. Mm-hmm. If the boys got basketball, theirs is at a time where everybody mama off work. The girls playing at damn 3 and 4 o'clock. So, people ain't even got out of school yet. The people, the damn girls playing in the basketball, in the gym. So you do these things strategically to, you know, disenfranchise them. And then after a certain period of time, you want to say, oh, it's about the money. It ain't about the money when y'all bastards look at football versus basketball, because I promise you, football probably make more money at most schools than basketball do, but you damn sure make sure the boys that play basketball got the equipment and the stuff that they need just like the boys who play the football.
Okay, but at school,
so it can't be just dollar for dollar.
It's got to be dollar for dollar when football is a football and men's football, men's basketball pay the bills at just about every school. All pay for all the sports.
Yeah.
It's only a couple schools where
something else might flip.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But other than that, like, and then the WNBA, they talking about the greatest WNBA player. I think her name like Sue Bird. She only make like, you know, $300,000 a year. She's like the highest paid player in the WNBA. And they was like, LeBron James, the greatest NBA player, he making like $37 million a year. They was like, it's not right. But I'm like, you go to an NBA game, the arena's full. You go to a WNBA game.
But it's because of the propaganda.
It's not the propaganda.
It is. And it's just like that everywhere.
No, it's not.
It is. Like,
Do you go to women basketball games?
I don't go to nobody basketball game because I'm not really that big of a basketball fan.
Okay.
The most basketball I went to was when you was the coach. Mm. And Juan was playing. So, no, basketball ain't my thing. Now, I go to anybody football game because I love football.
Okay.
But that's just me.
Do you go to women football games?
It ain't many women football games. Where they having football at? Powder Puff?
Nah, they got women tackle leagues now.
And where they at? They not local? I'm not going to travel to see that shit.
I think they might be. It's a women's team around.
Okay, I'll find them. But I ain't heard that shit. So, that's again, the shit ain't on the news. It ain't on the commercial. How am I supposed to know they exist? I'm thinking that they playing flag. I don't want to see that shit. If we ain't doing no real football, that shit don't count. But I'm just saying, you know, just like I know, that's what people do. Yeah, and I mean, in this country, women have been second class citizens.
It's not about since second class.
Yes, it is. And that was just a moment in time that we could see it. You got evidence now. If you say that these comments are based upon facts, based upon evidence, then you can't help but say that there's a disparity in how they were treated. You ain't got to give me a check. That's just like at your goddamn job. If the people did you right, they gave you some shit sometimes. They give you a computer. They give you something, you know what I'm saying, decent, the newest electronics, you know, every year at your evaluation. They might not be able to give you a raise, but shit, if they gave you a nice little device, something to help you do your job better, that'll make you feel like they really cared.
Yeah.
But you telling me a moment when you could have shown me that there was no difference in the men and the women, you showed me there was a difference between how you viewed the men and the women. And that's just simple. And that's the thing that we will constantly deal with until people who are in charge make a concerted effort to have a level playing field. Now, you know good and well, it didn't have to go down like that. That thing looked shitty. It looked shitty. And like I said, it looked like the shit that the boys didn't want, they bagged that shit up and sent it on over there to the girls.
It was feminine products and stuff like that. It wasn't like Axe body spray or no goddamn.
But I'm saying, like, they had like jogging suits or something. What they had? They had actual clothes in theirs.
I mean, yeah. They got
so why would they playing basketball too? Why the girls couldn't handle damn clothes?
Sponsors different, I guess.
Like I said, excuses. If the people who run in the tournament, NCAA, right?
Yeah.
If they saw that they was lacking when they compared the kids' stuff, mm-hmm. they could have easly said, you know what?
What if they ain't seen nothing wrong with what they did?
That's a bigger problem. That's a bigger problem than what you think it is.
What if they felt like, oh, this should...
We did a good job. And you didn't.
See, the only problem is when the motherfuckers got to posting that shit with the men showing, y'all motherfuckers stay y'all stupid asses offline. Nobody, this shit wouldn't fucking happen.
Like I said, and there you have it, because we living in a man's world and y'all don't give a damn about how that makes little girls feel. That and it just is constantly put into your mind the subliminals, and then you are what you think you are. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing. And y'all got to realize that you have power in your gender. And you all, not that you got to give us permission to be great, but you gotta be willing to allow that to take place. And when you look at it and you say, oh, it don't matter, they'll be all right, or it was still geared towards them because they had feminine products. I mean, hell, y'all didn't have no business with no damn pads or nothing. But if you telling me that you not gonna look at how skimpy the girl stuff was, the food was silly too. But when you look at them bags look poor as hell. I do a better job with the bags for my churn birthday parties. For the treat bags for the churn. And you telling me that these girls playing basketball, representing your school.
But look, half of them's going to be gone in a day.
Okay, see what I'm saying?
That's the thing.
See what I'm saying?
Half of them's going to be excuses. Gone in a day. Excuses. That's the whole thing. Like, the ones that should be complaining is the ones that are still there.
Mm-mm.
But the ones that's gone, like, y'all lost y'all first game, y'all gone back
home. It don't matter, and they should have had some nice shit to go back home with.
You got memories.
Mm-mm. I need Nelia.
You have been complaining about the food, you only got one meal. What about the nigga that got to eat this meal multiple nights? Because they still there playing.
See what I'm saying? That's men.
Nah,
that's men.
I'm just saying. Like,
that's men. And then you wonder why the women be out here, y'all talking about unstable and crazy and da-da-da-da-da-da. The list goes on and on and on. The reason why it goes on and on and on, because y'all put these burdens on women.
Mm.
You put them on them. Oh. And then you want to say, here, go swim, but you done know you done tied a damn ankle on the bitch ankle. Yeah, that's the shit y'all do.
Wow.
You already know, I don't care how hard she kick and swim and grab hold of some shit, she ain't going no damn well. And then you got the broads. You done brainwashed so many of them that they hating on her anyway. We could all, with the damn anchor, we could cut the shit off and go somewhere. But we around here fucking around talking about who got the best some other shit on. Mm. See, you distracted. Mm. And that's the problem.
Cup queen, John.
Hennessy VSOP.
Privilege, ain't it?
That's right.
Okay. Let's move on, man. Let's go ahead, lighten the mood.
What that got to do with me?
I'm just asking.
Oh, okay.
Hey, man. You know how all these schools got these ways of fundraise, right? Mm-hmm. You know, they said candy bars.
Uh-huh.
Goddamn. What's that shit
Magazines.
Called? Magazines. What's that shit called? They had them kids running in a circle and shit.
Boosterthon.
Boosterthon. They had these motherfuckers selling all kinds of
everything but their
cookies
ass.
And marbles and what's that bullshit we bought all that got that popcorn and cookie dough.
Everything. Cookie dough, wrapping paper.
Once you're a parent, you'll notice that all these fundraisers that these schools have. But one Miami high school thought of a different way to make some funds. I'm going to read the story to you. It says, all Jacob Shaw wanted was to send his high ties to a basketball tournament in Las Vegas. Shaw has coached boys basketball at Miami Beach Senior High School for 8 years. A friend of a friend, celebrity twerker Nasty Nas, was stopping in Miami for her twerk tour. She needed a venue, and Shaw had keys to the school gym. Shaw would get $4,300 for his team. The twerking video went viral, and so did the consequences. Now the 39-year-old coach says his principal and activities director both knew about the arrangement, but he questions why he was the only one punished. According to Shaw and the text messages he showed to the Miami Herald, Shaw not only got approval from both Principal Maria Rodriguez and Activities Director Maylee Ann Costa, but the messages also show they wanted and received a cut of the cash, too. We're good for AC requests. Costa, who goes by Miss Mac, texted Shaw, I expect my cut, LOL, is what the text said. Shaw and Costa arranged for the air conditioning to be on and for the alarms to be turned off on the weekend of February 22nd through the 23rd. A school janitor was assigned to clean up after the 300 women who came to learn to twerk from one of the best in the game. The janitor was paid with proceeds from the event, according to Shaw. So, we seeing where the money's going. Shaw got money. The janitor got money. The person okayed it got money. The girl that was throwing the event was getting money. Bang. So, there was like screenshots of text between Miami Beniers, the coach, and Jacob Shaw and activities director Maylee Ann Costa, known as Miss Mac, showed that the two made arrangements for a twerk tour in the school gym. Yet Miami-Dade Public Schools only blamed Shaw for holding an unauthorized event on campus. Rodriguez and Costa were quietly put under investigation for the same event, but while Shaw was reassigned away from campus, Rodriguez and Costa stayed at Beach High. Shaw says assistant principal Julio, I'm not even going to try to say his last name, also knew about the arrangements. So everybody is knows about this. Everybody.
And Shaw Black and Silent, the rest of them, something else.
He said, they're at the school working, and I'm here, Shaw said, referring to his reassignment to the region office. I don't like to bring the race card out, but it's three Spanish people protecting this one Spanish lady,
okay.
And I'm the butt of the joke. So like I said. I applaud the fundraising effort. You got money for your team.
Well, you ain't got money for the team.
Why? The event went off. It was good. It only caught wind. Like, this happened February. You know what I'm saying? It went viral this weekend. Like, you had the school mascot in the video. Like, stuff like that. Like, you should have told the camera people, like, look, we can't have nothing to show where we at in this motherfucker.
I mean, my thing is, it was going to have to be for a whole lot more money. Like, I mean, the school board was going to have to be down for real. Like,
they said each lady paid $50 to come to this. So, 30 women, 300 women at $50 a piece. We're looking at, what, $15,000? And he only got $5,000 out of the bitch?
$4,300. And that's after, and that might be including what you had to pay the mother for. So, you might not have got but $2,000 for your team. Then you got to pay the janitor.
She said she won her cut.
And, 10%,
So she got her $1,500. The janitor got $300. So that's $1,500, $1,800.
What you talking about? Because he didn't get but $43, so you get 10%. That means $430. She can't get 10% off the lady money.
Why not?
If the lady getting $15,000, she done agreed to give you $4,300. The twerker is getting the rest of that money. Mm. That ain't for Dade County to figure out. Dumb 43 is what y'all fooling with.
Man, that's a wild story, man. But
yeah, I mean, I'm like, I understand how he feel because of the fact that, I mean, shit, if I'm doing something, I got a friend, somebody doing whatever. I went through the proper channels. Mm-hmm. Now I would feel some type of way. You in this, you know what I'm saying? You in this profession. These people doing whatever. Mm-hmm. You got authority. You got the authorization for you to do this from the proper authority. And now everybody good but me. That shit ain't cool. Yeah. Now, I mean, and you damn sure better not put me on leave without pay. I guess he said he got reassigned somewhere.
He got reassigned.
At the same time, what's up with the rest of the people? The other people, they ain't missing a beat. School. Yeah.
Hey, you see what it is? It's a man's world. They're protecting women.
No. These people, all these people wasn't no...
Yes, they were. Mm-mm. Miss Mack.
But what about the Rodriguez man? The Rodriguez, that was the sound.
That was
the
assistant principal.
Yeah, but this person
Kaylee
here is...
Kaylee and yeah, it was all women.
Uh-uh. It was Maria Rodriguez.
Yeah.
It was May Lee.
Mm-hmm.
And Costa.
Yeah.
And then the man, you didn't want to say his name now.
Like Julio or some shit like that.
Yeah, so that was a man in there.
Yeah, but he was protecting the women.
Julio was protecting the women.
Yeah.
But the black dude, he got put out.
Yeah, see? It's a man's Jacob. World. Yeah.
So that's what happened when you a nigga.
Yeah, man. So shout out to you, man, for your fundraising efforts, man. I hope your team do well in the tournament. If
he
still
won't
going.
Be with the team,
yeah, he's not gonna be there. I hope it's like his travel team or something like that.
All I can tell you is them $4,300 was not.
I think that was his team on the side. It wasn't the school's team. I think it was that team because they said the High Tides or something at the beginning of the article. There was a name of that wasn't the name of the. He is the coach at the high school. It wasn't a high school team.
Okay.
Yeah. So. Good luck, man, you know.
And say he been coaching the basketball turn at them people's school for 8 years. So who knows what the details are. But at the end of the day, the fact remained the nigga done going and got reassigned. Thankfully, he didn't get fired because we still in the panoramic. So we don't want the people to, we don't want people to be losing their jobs.
Kill me with that. panoramic. Y'all just be just saying anything.
Like just say in the Pondy replay.
Since we talk about cheating this show, something I don't know nothing about.
Okay.
You know who Saweetie is? You ever heard of her?
I know.
Her and Quavo broke up. She said she might be willing to take him back for a nice bank deposit.
And that just means she a hoe.
Thank you. Oh, let me ask you. Well, I ain't going to miss that.
Go ahead.
No. That was going to be later on.
Okay. Well, save it for later.
So let me ask you a question. Would you do something like that?
No. I mean, if I really want to be with you, it wouldn't even matter about money. If I say, like, okay, you fuck up. If in this moment, it's in my mind, I want to make this work. I want my family. Mm-hmm. It ain't about the money. Because it ain't no amount of money can take away the feeling that I have if I feel some type of way about you fucking somebody or you being in a relationship with somebody. But now, some things, not to say that it's understandable or this is okay, but you have to realize where people are in their relationships. Like, so a lot of these people, they're young. They don't know no better. They haven't had real life experience. They might not have no kids. They you know, still enjoying the business side of things, whatever. So they think the shit is cute for them to tell other young women who may be their fans or whatever. Oh yeah, nigga, do you wrong? Make them pay with their money. What about a nigga who ain't got no money? You know what I'm saying? What he gonna pay with? You got to get it in blood. I don't feel like it's a tit for tat thing on that type of level where you looking at it like I got to compensate something for your wrongdoings. If you transgress, you know what I'm saying? You have a transgression or whatever. I just feel like, I mean, whatever meant. I just feel like if you gonna be there, you gonna be there, and it's no amount of money that if I'm ready to go, it's nothing that you could give me to make me stay. Because to be honest, the things that we should have been in a relationship for is something that money can never buy. Mm. Because your honesty, your loyalty, that's something that nothing should have been able to purchase that. So for you to violate me, you should feel bad about the situation. And however we choose to move forward shouldn't have anything to do with a price tag.
Mm. Words of wisdom right there. Well, I wish them all the best, man. I really don't, like I said.
And that's the same girl that y'all say that, well, no, that's not the same one. I was going to say they don't have wash. That was somebody else.
Yeah, there's a lot of them that don't wash.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, that's not good.
It's a list of them.
Well, that's not Kalani, good. And then they wonder Jhene why you Aiko, you can't get, you can't
Summer
keep no man.
Walker.
Can't keep no man like that.
It's a lot of them. But yeah. So, I can't speak on the cheating thing because I know nothing about it. TV talk this week. I didn't really watch any show. Well, I mean, the only thing I really watched this week was basketball.
I was about to say, because every time I came in here, that's what you was watching.
I mean, it's March Madness. That's what you do this time
I mean,
year.
I ain't mad. I'm just saying.
Yeah. But I did watch Snowfall last week. For all y'all to watch Snowfall, man, if you haven't watched last week's episode by this Friday, first of all, you suck. Second of all, shit going down. My man Leon is in a lot of trouble thanks to Franklin. Another mistake by Franklin. Like I said, Franklin making a lot of mistakes this season, and I don't know how it's going to end up for old Frank. But keep watching Snowfall. It's pretty damn good. Black Lightning, they had a change in Jennifer. They got new Jennifer. You know what I'm saying? And you know, she looks totally different from Jennifer. And then, you know, so Sarai did some digging. Comes to find out she dates Caucasoids. And, you know, saying so, you know, should have known, though. She fit all the descriptions, but, hey, we're not going to that. But Black Lightning's still good. Tobias Wells, still the man. And Black Lightning. I mean, this is the wokest season of Black Lightning ever. Like, this shit is the blackest show on TV. So, if you're not watching it, man, you're doing yourself a disservice. They had a fucking Breonna Taylor episode. Yes. Yes. Not, I mean, but similar what happened and everything. It showed it. And it was, yeah, man, you got to check out Black Lightning, man. Check it out. Did I talk about Last Chance U? I talked about it last week, so yeah, we did all that. So, yeah, man, that's all for TV talk this week, man. Ain't too much. Queen Jerry, you been watching anything?
No.
You been busy at work, right?
I've been busy at work trying to get these grants and proposals together because I'm trying to get take my career to the next level. It's time.
Okay.
It's time. This is my year, 2021.
That's what's up.
I'm all in. Betting on me.
Bet on you. Got it. I always bet on
me. All my chips on me.
That's what it is. You got to. If you don't bet on you, who's going to bet on you?
Nobody.
All right. It's Queen Germ's favorite time of the show. It's Bad Black Cinema, y'all. Or the BBC, as we like to call it around here.
I don't call it.
Matter of fact, I ain't even do the intro right. It's Bad Black Cinema. Bad Black Cinema, or the BBC, as we like to call it around here. So me and Queen Germ, we take situations suggested by you, the listener, or I just make them up in my mind. And before we get into this, let me let y'all know that we are not classically trained actors. We did not study at Juilliard. We did not take acting classes. We wasn't even in a drama club. But every week we do an improv on a situation. And this week the situation goes a little something like this. Woman find condom in her man's clothes. You want to be the woman, not be the man?
Please.
You ready? Action.
Oh, what the fuck? Hey. Hey, K-Germ.
I'm playing a game.
Fuck the game.
What you mean? I'm playing a game.
What is this?
What is that?
Nigga, this is a condom.
Okay, I see. I know what it is. What, I
mean, it came out your shit.
I come out my shit. What shit?
Hey, if your girlfriend put it in your pocket, I don't know what the fuck is going on. Nigga. It's in your laundry.
How I get in my laundry?
You tell me.
That's what I want to know.
You tell me.
It was in a washing machine?
It was in your pocket, nigga.
How was it? Well, did you find it in the washing machine?
I found it in your hamper.
How did it get in there?
Do I wear your clothes?
Is it open?
You asking a whole lot of questions for a motherfucker who got a condom in their shit. We ain't used condom in years.
That's why I'm trying to find out how a condom got in my shit. So, was the motherfucker open?
The condom ain't walk up in that bitch.
So, it's just a condom in
it? It's a condom that's in the wrapper, and you got one of them that ain't got shit in it.
Oh, you know what? No. The other day, I was at the barbershop, and they was giving away condoms. So, y'all fucking at the barbershop? No. They was giving away condoms. That day, I went and got my hair cut, and that's where that condom came from. They was giving them away.
Why you got it? You know you don't use the shit, so what you got it for?
They forced it on me.
No, take this condom. So what's up with the open one?
Ain't no open one.
It is. It's one that's intact, and it's another one that's the packaging, but it ain't no condom in it.
Now, I don't know nothing about that one now, because I only got one from the barbershop the other day.
So where do you got the other one from, Shanika?
I don't know what that other one ain't mine. I think you're trying to frame me.
I'm not. Nigga, what I got trying to frame you for?
You trying to do something around here. Maybe that's yours.
No.
And you threw it in there to throw it off on me.
Nah, bro.
Because I ain't been doing that.
I don't use no condoms.
I just told you straight up where I got that one from. So I don't know where the other came from. Maybe it's your son's.
It ain't my son's.
Maybe he threw it in there. Try to throw
why some, would he?
I don't know why.
Why would he?
Yeah, all might be trying to sabotage me to get me out of here.
Mm-mm, you about to get the fuck up out of here with that kind of carrying on.
Man, I'm going to finish this game. We'll talk about this later.
Ain't no later.
Cut. Bad Black Cinema, y'all.
Yeah.
If y'all enjoyed that, man, please send in your submission to a situation. We act it out, man. We do it every week, man.
I try not to.
It's new segment time, y'all. In this segment right here, this is where King and Queen Germ read rap lyrics. This week, Queen Germ will be reading the rap lyrics, but when we read the rap lyrics, we do it in our office voice. So you got to code switch and read these rap lyrics. Queen Germ, are you ready to read this week's lyrics?
As ready as I'll ever be.
Let's hear them.
All right, here it is, go. Wake up, take a sip of Ace of Spades like it's water. I've been on Molly and them Zans with your daughter. If she catch me cheating, I will never tell her sorry. If she catch me cheating, I will never tell her sorry. Porches in the valley, I got Bentleys, I got Raris. Taking pain pills on a plane, getting chartered. Popping tags on tags, I was starving. Bitch, I got juice and the carbon. Take a five-star hotel to a trap, turn a five-star hotel to a trap house. Roaches everywhere, like we forgot to take the trash out. Flood my cross with ice, getting money, my religion. Got my baby mama and my side bitch kissing. I turned the Ritz into a lean house. This the sixth time getting kicked out. I can't feel my face. I'm on Adderall, nauseous. Niggas trying to ride my freak, my fucking wave. Now they salty. Running with the wave gets you killed quick. Shoot you in your back like you Rocky, Ricky, Little Mexico. From no life to afterlife. My whole life? My whole life.
All right. Y'all guess the song, put it in the comments. What song was Queen Germ reading right there? Let us know in the comments.
I'll do better next time.
Yeah. We're going to keep guessing the songs. You might start to learn a trend if you keep listening.
So it's on you next week?
It's on me next week, yeah. So HBCU confession time, y'all. HBCU confessions. When I go to the HBCU confessional Twitter, grab some tweets, put them in my pocket. I pay for them. Bring them home to Queen Germ, show them what I got. This would go a little something like this. I was so close to dating this guy until he told me he was a virgin at 23 years old. I'm sorry, but that was a real red flag for me. It's just different for a girl that age to be a virgin versus a dude. Hampton. Queen Germ, react.
I mean, all I can say is she a hoe. Because why would, I mean, like, what you scared of that a nigga is a virgin? I mean, why he got to be, it's not a red flag.
Why you can't be a male virgin at 23?
You kind of can.
Why?
If he is, then it's a thing. It's a thing. Everybody ain't got to be a hoe to just want to lay the dick on somebody. Oh, I got to get this nut off. I don't, nah. If it ain't, I mean, if that person don't want to throw themselves out there, they don't have to.
I understand.
And that's the thing. That's what's wrong with y'all. Society wants to make, you know what I'm saying, make people feel like they got to fit into a box or you're worthless. Like, okay, you can't be a woman that's 35 and ain't got no kids and ain't never been married and da 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 da. You just trash. No, the fuck, they not. It's different circumstances for different people. Mm. So you telling me that I can't be a virgin at 23 and I'm a man? Like, hell, you don't know where the fuck I've been at. I could have went into the military at 18 and now I don't come home.
You
definitely
should be a virgin. You went to the military.
Now. I'm just saying. So I come back home. I'm 22. I mean, I got a job here, there, and now my 23rd birthday. So now you mad because I done traveled the world. I done did some things in my life. And now I'm ready to try to sow my royal.
You're in college.
Okay.
How you a virgin in college?
People might not want to just do it with anybody. Like, some people have morals.
You can still have morals and get some butt.
You can, but you may have a higher set of morals and you may choose to
You can have high morals and still get some.
Like I said, if that ain't what the person want, that ain't what they want. And now they want to bust a nut and you refusing to let them get some at 23. Like, once you pass a threshold, you can no longer get some.
So he gonna stay a virgin until if everybody look at him like it's a red flag.
Then he gonna lie. That's what he gonna say. Yeah. And then he gonna fall in some coochie and it'll be his first time.
That's what his virgin ass doing. He telling the truth. Oh, I've never had done this. Nigga,
he thought that was gonna get him some. He thought the girl wanted to turn him out. Oh, yeah, she gonna probably lick me down, eat me up, and all that.
That nigga probably ain't a virgin. It's probably game. He probably told, oh, I'm a virgin.
I don't know about that. He probably want to eat her pussy. That's because she's nasty. Hampton. That's why. you the nasty one. You the red flag. Mm. And he probably say, oh, yeah, I don't want to fuck with her like that. No way. I'm going to see what she, what that head about going to tell her I'm a virgin and see how she act. Mm. And now you skipped an out on him, and he really didn't want your shit.
Wow.
Man. Yeah.
Well, I don't know, man. I feel kind of both ways, but I mean, look, dude, bro, you can't be 23 and ain't out here getting no buns. In college? Like, you at Hampton?
What that mean?
Virgin? I'm just saying. Like, I can see if he was at fucking William & Mary or some Christian school or something like that, you ain't getting none. But HBCU and you ain't getting none, nigga. Come on, man. You gotta step it up. Girl, you missing out. She said she would have messed with you, but you're a virgin. She said she ain't got time to be teaching you no goddamn what
man,
to do.
Man, please, I'll teach you. Your dick ain't been around the world. Oh, yeah, I'm going to show you what to do with this thing.
Oh, man. Y'all go check them out if y'all like more confessions like that. Keep it 100 time, Queen Germ. Do you ever keep it 100?
Yes, I do. I've seen some things lately about people and their opinions about abortion. It's something that's always been out there floating around. But it seems like certain states are going a little harder and people feeling like, you know, they don't want us to have or women to have the opportunity or the option to do these things. But my keep it 100 basically is saying that education is the key
100
for a whole lot of things in life. You know what I'm saying? People make certain decisions based on the education that they have. And I think people will have less abortions if they have more education about that, about the issue, about the impacts, about things that they could do in order to not have to go down that route. But not having abortion as an option is not going to change anything. Mm. Because if somebody got to have an abortion in the middle of some crazy woman's house, that's what they're going to do. Yeah. If that's what they're, yeah, you know what I'm saying? If you've removed the option off the table. So you just increasing the chances of the mama and the child dying, yeah, because of the fact that you put somebody in a dangerous situation because y'all running up in abortion clinics, you're doing all kind of stupid shit. Taking that option off of the table does not reduce the possibility of people having abortions. And that's just the bottom line. So the people who are pro-life, I just feel like you got to be more educated. The people who are pro-choice, I mean, everybody got to come to the table and realize it's an issue in certain subgroups of the population, but you got to also realize that it's a need for it in certain extreme cases. So just saying it's a you know, you could put a blanket statement out there and say that everybody got to follow this certain set of rules. Every situation is a case-by-case thing. Okay. So if you really pro-life, be pro-life about the people who struggling in these streets, people who dying of, you know what I'm saying, of different situations and ailments, people who starving, people got issues. Be pro-life about that. Be pro-life from day one to the day them people die. Don't be pro-life just to get the kids here in this world and then y'all back off and ain't no assistance, ain't no support for these people who not necessarily choosing to be parents that happened to them. And so I just feel like people get to an extreme, and I get it. You got to be passionate about something. But when you so passionate about something to where you can't see anything else, your judgment is skewed. And therefore, you making decisions for other people, I don't agree with that. So you got to leave options on the table because that's what this country is supposed to be about. And you can't just strip people from the possibility of having a choice about what they do with their own body. So education is the key. And that should be the message, not saying we want to do away with abortions, making it illegal and all that bullshit, because that ain't going to help nothing.
Queen Germ, keep it 100. My keep it 100 go a little something like this, man. Hey, man, had an interesting experience this past weekend, man. I had like a, I'm going to call it a soul cleansing. Me and my dog, we sat there, we talked on the phone for like 6 hours. And we just talked about everything. And then we were just like, it made me realize, like, dudes really don't, like, have that outlet where they can speak, you know what I'm saying, to another guy or their friends. Like, we don't do that. We're so guarded in our, you know what I'm saying, emotions and stuff like that, that, you know what I'm saying, we were sitting there talking, and, you know, and it made me realize, like, I'm going to tell my friends that I appreciate them, love them, all that stuff, you know what I'm saying, why they here, you know what I'm saying, I'm not going to, you know, stop, you know, being all tough and macho and shit with my boys and shit, because it's like, you know, what's the point, you know what I'm saying, like, yeah, we, you know, we all know we tough, you know what I'm saying, we ain't got to be tough all goddamn time, and, you know, one of my homeboys, like, he's like, man, nah, bro. Like, you know, I call him, tell him, hey, man, proud of what you're doing. He's like, man, what you call me with that soft ass shit? Like, nah, bro, nah, man, no, I don't want to hear that shit. Like, he didn't, like, he just, it was just, he wasn't receptive to it. And it's because he's not used to, you know what I'm saying? That's not how we get down. And so, like I said, that experience made me like realize, like, hey man, again, cherish your people that's in your life, your friends, your family, all that stuff, man. Because, like I said, once they go on that ground, man, they're gone.
100.
And you know what I'm saying? Plus, it makes it easier on the mental, and you know what I'm saying, and just your emotional state. You know what I'm saying? Men, like I said, we, especially as like the ones that's, you know, over a certain age, like we were just, you know, grown tough. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, hey, you can't cry.
Emotionally numb.
But that's how society made it. We were made that way. Like, what are you talking about? Can't cry. Stop crying. You ain't, you know, that's what they tell boys. Stop crying. You ain't no girl. You ain't no baby. You ain't this. Toughen up. You falling. Got there, bust your fucking head open. They be like, get up. You all right? Get up. Stop crying. You know what I'm saying? So, what you mean?
You're probably. I mean, y'all, you say it's okay that they treat the women all kind of ways. So.
And they treat us the same way.
Everybody got it with it.
Everybody got equality.
Everybody got to cross the bill.
Exactly. So, that's my thing. So, my keep 100 is cherish your people, bro. Again, I can't stress that enough. If you appreciate what somebody doing, let the motherfuckers know. If you feel like your homeboy chilling today, be like, hey, bro, hey, I see you over there, boy. Hey, boy, I see, like, ain't nothing wrong with complimenting people. And you tell your friend, like, you ain't got to just goddamn be like, man, my nigga think I'm dick riding and shit. Like, nah, nigga.
I don't mind dick riding, but.
Oh, stop it. I ain't talking about that.
You know.
Win or lose the time, Queen
Jeremy. I guess so. I'm going to say my win of the day is going to be Kyrie Irving.
Winner.
Day, I believe. What? His birthday.
Oh, okay.
29 years old. So.
Fuck Kyrie Irving.
Happy birthday, boo. He kind of cute, though.
He a dumbass. He think the world is flat.
Hey.
Fuck him.
He 29 a day. That's my winner. Hey, long as we on this side of the, you know.
My winner is Quavo.
Winner.
Quavo, you are my winner for getting the Bentley back that you bought Saweetie for Christmas or Valentine's Day, whenever the fuck you bought it for.
That's a loser.
Quavo leased the Bentley, and so when they broke up, he got his Bentley back.
That's lame as fuck.
How's that lame?
It's lame as fuck.
How's that lame? She is lame for making sure. She should have made sure, like, oh, is it in my name? Is it? No, the nigga leased it. So, nah. He didn't even own it to give it to you. You know what I'm saying? He leased the car for you. And now that y'all broke up, I need that shit back.
Lame as fuck.
It's not lame. How is that lame?
Lame as fuck.
Okay. Call it what you want. You ain't breaking up with me and riding around a $350,000 car. You're right.
You were stupid to give it to her.
I leased it. I didn't give it to her. I didn't own it. I was renting
the lease. The lease wasn't over. So that means he got it back to get for himself. He didn't get it back and give it to them people.
Like I said, I would have paid the love fine for canceling the lease. But your ass ain't riding around in that motherfucker is all I'm saying. So he's my winner for doing that. Quavo, already up. Hot Boy Summer. We up, shawty.
Whatever.
Yeah. Loser time, Queen. You ain't got any losers?
As the stimmies dry up. Now, some people are going to be in that next distribution of them. So y'all ain't got y'all yet. So it'll be time for y'all. It'll be time for y'all to start stunting on the niggas in the next week or so. Probably this weekend. But nonetheless, for the people who buying shit that they know they ain't got no business with, you're getting hair, nails, and lashes and shit done. And next month this time, y'all going to either have a GoFundMe or be at them people church talking about some of your churn, need food, and the lights is off. That's some bullshit.
Loser.
Because I see that you're taking plane trips and you're going out to eat and you're going to the beach and you're doing a whole lot of stimmy shit.
But when the
shit dry up, and it's about dry. It's about dry. Y'all the same niggas who tell the teachers all day long your churn ain't got the damn computer that they needed for the online schooling. Y'all ain't got this. Y'all ain't got that. But now everybody got Jordans. People got game consoles. Y'all got a whole lot of shit that don't mean nothing.
Michael Jordan always come out shoes when there's money coming out. Some Jordans came out last week.
And so that means that the nigga don't care for y'all.
Yeah.
He don't love y'all at all. He just wants y'all money. So y'all stimulating the economy. But see, this is the thing. We got to have the right type of mentality. If you're going to do something, flip that money. Flip a portion of it. Something. Because the bullshit that you do.
Get your LLC.
Oh my God. The people doing bullshit. So don't be a loser when the money gone. At least get ahead of your bills. Do some shit you need to do. Have a little bit of fun. But make sure your shit taken care of. Because it ain't no need for the people that just gave you a stimulus and next month your damn lights off. That's all I'm saying.
Hey. Well, my loser is Kylie Jenner.
Loser.
Kylie Jenner is my loser for asking donations for her makeup artist. He got in a car wreck and said his thing was like $60,000. So she donated $5,000 to the cause. And then, you know, Twitter, you know, people started getting at their ass. Then she made a post like, oh, first of all, I didn't even know the guy. That was a friend of my makeup artist. And then they, you know, and I was in my head thinking like, but still, if it wasn't up to $60,000 and you're supposed to be estimated at $1 billion, that's a drop in the bucket for you. Like, just do that for your makeup artist. Be like, throw it off.
Yeah.
$60,000, there you go, for the little whatever. So
you're but my you gonna use Kylie. Your celebrity to get the people the money or something?
Yeah, nah, she excuse me. She set up a GoFundMe to ask the people for the money. Like, why are you asking? Like, she reposted it basically. Like, what are you doing that for? I was just doing it to support my friend. No, Kylie. You cannot ask the people for money. Oh, and another thing, while we at it, y'all celebrities, y'all stop putting y'all Cash App up for y'all birthday. Like, no, y'all celebrities, y'all can't do that shit. That's us po nigga shit. You know what I'm saying? Celebrities cannot put their Cash
App. And that ain't really our po nigga shit, because ain't nobody ought to be doing that shit.
What?
Putting your Cash App out there for any random person.
What's the problem? They can't do nothing but request money from you. I mean, you can just sit and say no all day.
I mean, I guess so, but you fuck around and hit yes by accident and you be done paid a motherfucker.
Hey, well, I think they got that backup figure. Like, whoa, didn't mean to do that. Because a lot of people, you know, they can search it, but yeah. That's why they ask, like, yo, you sure you want to send this person money? They're not in your contacts. And if you still hit yes, then you a dumbass.
Yeah, that's on you.
Yeah, that's on you. Like, they got two-step authentication on there.
I guess. So, yeah. Kylie,
you my loser. You know what I'm saying? For trying to get people to pay.
Yeah, I mean, but that's what I was saying. She was using her celebrity or whatever her status is to then say, okay, I'm endorsing this person begging. So now y'all go ahead and send them a couple of dollars and see how we run the check up.
Exactly. Because I got millions and millions of people. So, hey, $60,000 is nothing. So think about it, y'all celebrities think y'all slick asking y'all people for a dollar.
Yeah.
And you got millions of fans.
So you could get millions of dollars on your birthday.
Cash App be ringing. Nigga, ding, 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 ding. And you think you doing something, send a celebrity a dollar. Like, you stupid motherfucker. Look at the math. This nigga just cleaned up. Oh, man. Dummies.
I need to get me some followers.
You not getting no damn Instagram?
I could get me some.
You're not getting on Instagram.
Okay. You won't know.
Yes, I will.
How?
My phone will pop up and say, this person that you may know is on Instagram. New to Instagram. Do you want to follow her? And I'll be like,
You wouldn't.
But yeah. Well, Queen Jeremy, we ran through the outline. It's that time where I ask you, do you have any shout-outs?
And you know I do, nigga. You ready for it?
Let's get this over with, please.
See, you just jealous. nigga jealous because my shit sound better than his.
No, it don't.
It and does. Yours is just but shorter.
I shout out everybody. You shout out the people you like. I got to shout out the people that actually support the show and all the time. I'm not saying your people don't. I'm just saying I have a longer list of shout outs than you.
And there ain't no need to worry about it because I do have my shout outs.
Okay. Let's hear them, please.
Set it up for me again.
I'm not. I already threw the alley. You messed it up.
I said, and you know I do.
Okay, so go ahead.
I want to shout out Pam and the fam, the Johnson 5, the Lunch Crew, the Front Porch, my girl KY No Jelly, and anybody that represent the 912. That's Savannah, Georgia, y'all. I represent my city, nigga.
Shout outs go a little something like this. Shout out to Be Easy, Sorry Right, GQ Blue, Short T.
Short T.
Ruling Myself, Rick James, Bitch, Pepe J for Be More, Steph for Be More. RT3, my nigga J Will, you got Static, MJ Money 9S, you got Stacks, you got my nigga 12 Cal Podcast, go check them out. You got Eclectic Discussion Podcast, you got Dr. Brace of Everybody, Dr. Brace Network, you got Dr. Cam, you got the Disrespectful Motherfucking MJ, Long Live K Law, the Truck Driver, you got the Corey Dos Equis and the Power Lunch Hour Podcast, you got the Glenn Herr Podcast, you got Big Smash and Everybody, the Bet House Network, Who else we got? We got Doc Cloud and everybody over that site. We got Amazing AP. We got Dragon Lady. We got Sleazy the Black Farmer. We got Papa Dash, Daughter Dash. Anybody I'm missing that I usually say? Because my list is so long, you know. Mm-hmm. Anybody else to fuck with us a long way, the show went nowhere at all, man. Shout out to y'all, man. Another show in the book, Queen Germ. Rachel Show.
Tonight. I guess I'm going to say, I guess I did about 8.5.
Okay. I'm going to get my show, was it a 3-2-3? Mm-hmm. 3-2-3 plus 5, that'd be 8.78. So I'm going to get my show 8.78 because the date is 3.3. And, you know, I just did the math, add difference of 5. That made no sense.
It don't, because what the 5 represent?
You always say difference of 5.
Oh, okay. Who said that?
You said that. By playing numbers, you'd be like, difference of 5.
Okay.
But anyway.
Put them 5 fingers on my thighs.
Stop it, man. We're doing a show here. Can you please be professional for a minute?
I'm just saying. Let's do this.
Only a minute to go. Just
wrap it up.
Down.
Wrap it up, boo. Or not. Ha!
Well, like always, don't forget to rate, comment, subscribe to the Frocast or any podcast route out there. Don't forget about our voicemail at 347-201-2572. Call a voicemail. Leave a voicemail. We'll play it on the show. Don't forget about our Patreon if you join for as little as a dollar. And don't forget to buy a motherfucking shirt, bitch. Alright? Simple. We got all kinds of shirts. Buy one.
Yeah. My Afro is My Halo. Newest shirt
in there. Yes, newest shirt in there. We expanding everything, man. Y'all fuck with us right now. Man.
Got
we,
cups and shit.
Yeah, we got everything. Masses. You know, we got all that. Masses. Y'all got any masses? Yeah, we got masses.
My goodness.
Yes. So, again, man, I love doing the show, man. I enjoy the feedback, man. We appreciate everything. Thank y'all for listening. It's your boy, King Germ.
And it's your girl, Queen Germ.
This is the Frocast, and we out this bitch, man. Peace.
Peace. Episode 449.
449. Ain't that the stuff you spray on stuff? What's that stuff called? Ain't it 449?
Might be.
No, it's 409.
409. That's what it is. 409.
What's that shit called? WD-40. I don't know what the fuck I'm thinking for.
Yeah, that's for the squeakiness.
Yeah, that's what I meant. The spray on stuff like the squeakiness, yeah, but it was WD-40.
Yeah,
man, we out this bitch, man.
Peace.
This is the end of the show. Feel free to visit nappyafro.com for more information. Or not. It's your loss. NappyAfro.com